Welcome back to another episode of the Men's Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. And guys, you know, it's been a wee minute since I got on. I haven't actually posted an episode since February, but I actually have a good reason. I was actually, it's not a great reason. Okay, I just, motivation was gone, plus I've been teaching more classes at the gym there, so, you know, I've been a bit busy with that. But hey, we're back now, so that's all that matters. I'm just going to give you a quick episode, regaling you with the whole trip there I had to Louvre in Belgium recently. Belgium recently with BJJ Focus Camp. So I'll just give you a bit of background on the thing. Actually, full disclosure, I actually won a giveaway, and that's how I was able to go to BJJ Focus Camp for this thing. I actually won two tickets and give one to my friend. So, okay, even though I won a giveaway and I got to go for way, way fucking cheaper than it would have been, you know, all my thoughts, opinions, and critiques are their own, so it's not been influenced anyway. It's all positive anyway, but just in case anyone thought I was, like, you know, not being fair and impartial, because who would ever accuse me of being biased? Totally am there biased. Anyways, it's actually funny how I ended up winning it. It was there was a giveaway on the email chain, which pretty much no one entered. It was print off the poster of the camp, the one in June with Jason Rao and Olaf Flanagan, and it was print off the poster and hang it in your gym and take a picture and post it. I did that, so I was able to do that by posting it in the gym where I train and, in my fight shed. So actually, that technically counted as two entries. So then even the organizer was like, man, you must have the luck of the Irish because the second gym got you to win. So I'm like, ah, nice, that's good. So yeah, I was able to go there and get two tickets for free. So that was very good. I was very well chuffed to my luck because usually I never win any giveaways. So I was like, you know, fortune is starting to favor me for it. Anyways, so I went to two of the black belts in my gym. It was good crack. I tell you guys, if you're ever going to stay at one of these focus camps, make sure you get a good accommodation. Now, here's the thing. We got a small little, it's just like a student accommodation thing. My God, it was, now this isn't at a camp. This is just a side note. This is just us being stupid and picking a bad accommodation, to be fair. It's like, there was three beds and go, it's like a literally a tiny little student loft. You had the kitchenette downstairs, sofa, and then a TV to the right of the sofa. So if you're sitting, you didn't have to lie down on the sofa, which I did some nights because I watched South Park at all hours. My sleep schedule is just not healthy by any stretch. Like, the two guys I with are just pretty much normal fucking adult men, and they're like, they go to bed a reasonable hour. It's like, oh yeah, we've training tomorrow morning at like 10 a.m., so maybe I should, you know, get some sleep and go to bed a reasonable hour. I'm not like that. Not about that life. I'd stay up to fucking 2 in the morning watching South Park and just looking at memes or doing stuff like that. You know, we all have our ways of coping. But anyways, what's it called? So we were doing that. Camp was pretty good. What was it? There was the morning classes where all the classes were pretty much 2 hours long, so you had two a day, and then on the Wednesday, you only had the one class in the morning, so then people could go do stuff in the evening. One thing I will say about Leuven, though, it's not super touristy, so, like, if you're thinking of going there to go, like, obviously there's bars and all that shit, if you want to piss up, you do. Not super, super touristy. It's still a nice place. The locals are friendly and all that, and the food was okay, and, you know, it wasn't too bad. I will say this, the way we entertained ourselves for the good old evenings, like, the way we entertained ourselves in the evenings was going to this pool hall and just fucking playing some arts pool. And I tell you, I'm about as good pool as amateur jiu-jitsu. Very marginal. But anyways, it's actually funny. As it was, that is, this pool hall in Leuven, Belgium. They had good tunes and they had good movies playing the whole time. Like, we went in there once and Apocalypto was playing. So we just get a bit sidetracked with the pool. Just be, you know, looking at Apocalypto in the corner of our eyes. That was a bit of a crack. Sorry, get back on track there. And plus, you know, some of the evenings we're able to go out and get food with the guys from the camp, which, you know, it's always great to meet, again, new people. I tell you, some of the people at this camp were so funny. Some wrote to crack. Met some cool people from, like, all walks, like, from Australia, from, like, Poland, and, you know, it's all around the shop. And, oh, actually met this really cool guy from America, and I was true with him the whole week. So, you know, that was some crack, you know. Again, they're not all bad, them Yanks. I say this with, like, most of my listener base is either Irish or American, so, yeah. Pretty alienating myself right now. So what was it? So the camp. It was K-Guard and Backside 50-50. Now, I will say this. I think the classes were a wee bit too long. Now, okay, maybe I just have a short attention span. I'm fucking and I'm of the new generation where we need fucking constant fucking dopamine and shit or whatever. So maybe this is a me problem. I didn't hear too many people whinging about this, where it's like they're 2 hours long, and then there's a 30-minute Q&A section, and then they're sparring. Like, honestly, well, obviously, okay. Full disclosure, I didn't really spar the whole week because I'm like, this counts as my holiday. I'm fucking relaxing. Well, my brain's already fried from the fucking 2 hour fucking technique section we done, where we went over about a million moves, which that's not bad. You know, you're going over a deep dive in the position. And I did pick up a few things. I picked up a really good K-guard, way to pull the K-guard from open guard, which I'm like, that's fucking godly. And a few concepts about frame and, retaining guard from Ona Flanagan. And what's it? I tell you, I'd met Ona Flanagan a few times at like competitions and at another camp. Like, and it's always good to see him. He's a good crack. And, you know, he remembers the head off me because I guess I got a distinctive looking face. So, you know, I have a wee bit of a rapport built up with him already. It was really good meeting Jason Rao because, you ask him a question, he's very, very detailed with the answer. Like, we were doing, obviously, a lot of 50-50 and K-guard. But when we're in the Q&A, it's a bit more free form where you can ask about this position, that position. Like, I even had my coach send me a list of questions. He's like, here, ask Jason Rao these four questions. I'm like, can help. So, yeah, it was actually a really good week. And plus, what was super handy was they give you, when you're in the group text chain, all that stuff, give you, like, what's it, a login, and you can sign, because all the classes are recorded, so you can look at all that. Plus, what's it, the camera person that had there was very good. She got so many great pictures of yours truly, so I'm like, man, I actually photographed well for once, because I'm, like, notoriously bad for not photographing well. Ridiculous. So, what's it, yeah, we got some good crack in. What's this? One thing I didn't like, and no, this isn't on the camp at all, it was just the location where it was. Now, the location wasn't bad, it's just the mats that were there were the rigid tatami ones, and believe you me, man, I usually wear spats to training just because I'm a fucking worrywart about this and that, plus, you know, it's a bit cold sometimes, so spats are just a must for me most of the time. I was like, sure, I won't bring any spats, be fine. And these were fucked, man, like, and the guys are with, like, they forgot their spats as well, so we're like, and we're pretty fucked right now. So I had to go down to the Sports Direct. And luckily, there was a deal on. And I actually seen the other guys at the camp there at the Sports Direct buying spats. I'm like, sure, fuck sake, man. We all thought the same. But let me tell you this, guys. There was a few Irish people there. There was two Marcelo Garcia black belts there from up in Dublin. Always good to see those two. So you just see all types there. And we even saw this Irish guy who was training in Sweden. And the funniest part is, guys, for anyone who's from Ireland, you know the score. If someone's from Ireland and they do jiu-jitsu, this is a jiu-jitsu thing and an Irish thing, you're instantly friends with them. Like, what's it called? I was hanging out with someone from the camp. We were off doing something. I ran into another Irish person from the camp and we're just talking. I've only known this Irish guy like a day and we're already chatting like we're best friends and we're reminiscing. And we just have this person we're with. We're just fucking around with them and just going like, oh, did you remember that fucking time we done this and that like 7 years ago? And they're like, do you guys know each other? Are you like friends? Like, no. We met yesterday. So, you know, I always love that when you can, like, just fuck around with people and act like you're a friend. You've been friends for years and you've only known each other for a day. That's, like, a very common thing with jiu-jitsu people is, like, you know, because, you know the score is, like, you know, it's a hard fucking sport. So, like, you know, you've been through the storm, man. So, you know, that sounds so lame and cringe, but you get it. Like, if then jiu-jitsu people can get very pally with each other very fast. And that's double up for Irish people. It's, like, are you Irish? I'm Irish. We're not in Ireland. We're friends. That's just like a must. And what was it? Marilla? What's it? Oh yeah, the location. Like, I know I just bitched about the location. I bitched about the mats, not the location. So then I'm just going to make a quick addendum to that. So what's it? The location was grand because it was great. Yeah, she had a swim pool in the same area. It was upstairs from the mats. So one time I actually went swimming afterwards after the train and that was really good. And what was it? There was like a food area where you can get a tub of food and stuff. And, I tell you, man, you can't go to Belgium and not get some fucking chocolate because the guys were sneering me because I get like this fucking slice of chocolate cake. It wasn't a big giant thing. It was only a small fucking flat thing. It was only a small flat thing. And like, it was godly, man. It was so good, especially after training, just hit the spot, man. But no, honestly, yeah, besides, I didn't even talk about the whole thing. Like, no, the technique was very good. If you get the opportunity to go to one of these focus camps, I'd highly, highly recommend it. To be fair, a few days in, they sort of fixed the problem with the Q&A because lots of people would want to spar during the Q&A. So it's just sectioned it off. Like, here, this side of the mat, we're going to do the Q&A. And that side of the mat, we're going to do rolling if you want to start rolling faster. So to be fair, they did sort it pretty quick with the thing. So about halfway through, they could tell that, like, here, people want to start sparring a bit sooner because, you know, otherwise, you know, you cool down, especially if you're waiting for the 30 minutes. Like, that's what's happened to some people. Like, I wasn't sparring the week because they counted as my holiday. But they cool down after the 2 hours of technique and then they'd be like, yeah, fuck it, I just don't want to spar. I was going to go home and have a shower. To be fair, there was good facilities there. So if you wanted to get a shower in straight away, you were well sorted. I was so bad at, this is another thing. I was so bad at keeping track of showers and stuff, man, and my towels and stuff. I forgot to bring one with me to another country. So I was just caught short constantly. Then about three times in a row, I forgot my towel and left it at the apartment. So like, great, I got to go. It was only a 10-minute walk where I stayed anyway, but I had to walk back to the apartment, have a shower there, and then, you know, meet the guys at the fucking sports arena for food again. So, you know, that's good crack. And, you know, we got to go out one night with the guys from the camp and get Mexican. And I just realized I don't like Mexican food because I couldn't tell what the fuck was on the menu. I'm like, oh, here, I ordered this thing. It says there's chicken in it. And there's a bowl and it's like shepherd's pie, Mexican edition with chicken in the fucking middle. I'm like, okay, grand. But yeah, but the guys, long story short, this is only a quick episode to get me back into the swing of things podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed and thanks for listening. And, you know, go follow BJ Focus Camps or go to camp if you can. And who's the fuck?